With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A bipartisan task force of lawmakers is proposing a package of 7 bills this legislative season, aiming to improve the work of Montana's Public Defender's Office. Corn Cates Carney reports from the Capitol.
Two of those bills got their first hearing Monday in the House Judiciary Committee. They're both sponsored by Missoula Democrat Kimberly Dudick, who served as chair of the state public defender task force over the last year. One of Dudick's bills would appropriate $150,000 to study public defenders' caseloads. Dudick says there hasn't been enough research into improving the public defender's office since it was created over a decade ago.
The public defender system in Montana has been around since about 2005, and it hasn't been comprehensively looked at from top to bottom, even though things have changed in the law since its formation.
Dudick's other bill introduced Monday would allow the state to not appoint an attorney to an absent father in some cases of child abuse and neglect. She said it could save the state about $1 million every 10 years. No one gave testimony against either bill proposal during Monday's hearing. The Public Defender Commission says it will endorse all 7 bills that came out of the Public Defender Task Force. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
A 50-year-old Columbia Falls woman has reached a plea agreement in an investment fraud case. Court records say Catherine Ann Finberg has agreed to plead guilty to operating a pyramid scheme and 2 counts of fraudulent securities practices in an agreement in which prosecutors will recommend a 10-year prison sentence. The agreement calls for her to pay just over $100 million in restitution.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. City managers in Whitefish say they've received an application for a special event permit from a neo-Nazi website, but as Nikki Willette reports, it's incomplete.
A few weeks ago, the Daily Stormer proposed an armed march against Jewish families and businesses in Whitefish in January. It says it's defending the parents of Richard Spencer, an emerging white nationalist leader who lives there part-time. They say a local realtor urged his mother to sell her local business and donate the profits to the Montana Human Rights Network. The realtor has not commented on the allegation. Whitefish City Manager Chuck Stearns says he received a special event application Monday for a march along 2nd Street from Memorial Park to City Hall on January 16th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He added the city is reviewing the application but cannot act on an incomplete application. Chief of Police Bill Dial says local law enforcement has a plan in place if the march occurs and is cooperating with federal, state, and county law enforcement, including the FBI. Speaking at the Glacier Country Pachyderm Club meeting in Kalispell last week, Dial said he thinks it's unlikely the march will happen.
I'm Nate Hedgie. A man and a woman are dead, and another man is in custody after a shooting at a residence west of Lolo earlier this afternoon. Brenda Bassett is the spokeswoman for the Missoula County Sheriff's Office.
When deputies arrived, there was a suspect inside. We had our negotiator talk with him for several minutes until he decided to surrender without incident.
Law enforcement officers responded to reports of shots fired around 4:30 this afternoon. Montana Republicans gathered their entire legislative caucus today to blame Democratic Governor Steve Bullock for the state's budget crunch. They accused him of lying to voters about government finances during his re-election campaign. Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, dismissed the Republican lawmaker's statements as political theater and says the state's fiscal health remains sound. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
GOP lawmakers lined up behind their leaders to challenge the Bullock administration's budget proposal. House Majority Leader Ron Eli says they reject the governor's plans for new taxes and instead will get spending under control.
Montana's elected Republican majorities in both houses. We owe it to our communities and our neighbors. We owe it to our children to steer this budget and steer this ship around and go a different direction from where it is going to now.
Republicans also attacked Bullock's re-election campaign last fall and charged he lied about the state of government finances. But Bullock's budget director Dan Villa called the Republicans' press conference political theater. He says the governor has already reduced millions in spending and is proposing an additional $74 million in reductions.
I think, as you all know, there was a little bit of dog and pony show going on in there today. What I think Montanans need to know is that our budget is strong, our fiscal health is sound, and that the talking points, which may be politically expedient, do not reflect what our budget is.
This week, the Joint House and Senate Appropriations Subcommittees will begin work on the agency budgets with their legislative staff and the governor's budget staff. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.